All right, here we go. Defense is on one. Offense is on two. Here we go.
Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time to start our off-season position preview series. We will start with the position of quarterback, and the same man that has been manning the Giants quarterback position since 2005 is back this season, and that's Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Now, he underwent off-season ankle surgery, but was way ahead of schedule in his recovery. He participated in all the OTAs and in mandatory minicamp. He is full go and ready to go in 2014, trying to have a bounce-back year. The Giants need Eli Manning to be more efficient. Last year, he completed under 60% of his passes and had 27 interceptions. Now, behind an improved offensive line and in a new offense with offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, the Giants believe Eli can have a big season. This offense has shorter drops, some shorter passes, a lot of screens, and a very high-tempo system. They're going to be in and out of that huddle awfully quick. Eli Manning is excited about the progress they've made so far in spring practice.
I thought there were some good things. There's some things we need to work on, and we're still figuring some things out. And our defense is doing a good job throwing a lot of looks at us, which I think it's good for us. We're going to see a lot of things. We're getting to communicate a lot of things, go over things, and I think it'll prepare us better for the season. But I thought the guys are competing. I thought we picked up the tempo a little bit better today offensively. I thought we did some good things.
Eli should have a lot more time behind a rebuilt offensive line, and his performance will go a long way towards determining how well the Giants play in 2014. Now, the Giants hope Eli Manning's backup is going to be Ryan Nassib, but he will not be handed the job. He was the Giants' fourth-round pick. In fact, they traded up to get him back in the 2013 NFL Draft. Since the Giants let go of Josh Freeman, he's been getting a ton of snaps in mandatory minicamp and in the OTAs. The Giants want Ryan Nassib to step up and show he can be that backup quarterback. That way, the Giants only have to carry two on the roster this year. They carried three last season with Nassib and Curtis Painter. Quarterback coach Danny Langsdorf is impressed with the way Nassib has taken to the new offensive system.
Really smart. I think he's done a great job, especially in our no-huddle periods of just being able to get guys lined up, whether we're in a two-minute situation or whatever situation we've been in. He's done a great job of just getting us in a correct formation, get us lined up. And then, he's just got to keep working on executing that, whether it's a throw or timing with the receivers. He's just got to continue to work with those guys. But he's been very good to this point in terms of studying and learning.
Of course, Curtis Painter is still on the roster. He was the Giants' backup quarterback last season, and the Giants like his leadership, smarts, and veteran presence behind Eli Manning and potentially Ryan Nassib as well. He will be competing with Nassib for that backup job throughout camp. We know who the starter is. It's just going to be a matter of who the backup is and whether or not the Giants carry two or three quarterbacks. That's what you keep an eye on in camp. And, of course, how Eli Manning navigates this brand-new West Coast offense, something he hasn't done in the past, the first time Eli's learning a new system since coming into the league. It should be a lot of fun to see. Thanks for joining us on Giants.com. Running backs coming your way next. Stay tuned.